Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa' tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.
Hello again, I'm Mike Roberts with another weekly edition of Malta Memories. Thank you for joining me for this, the final 6 months of 1984. Usual ingredients, ordinary people and ordinary events that made the news, together with some of the popular music of the time, all of which helps to paint the picture of Malta's social history some 30 years ago. And as always, Samuel is again with me, ensuring we have no technical hitches. And so the music went on. The music scene at the time was a recording by the Style Council.
Style Council,
who I also featured in last week's programme with another of their 1984 releases, You're the Best Thing. The news in July began, as it did at this time every year, with reports on Malta's International Fair, held at Nashar. And with 1984 representing its 27th year, a record 200 exhibitors were recorded as taking part. And having recently chosen to marry in England, Sean Grissetti of St Andrews and Sandra Laferia of Sleema spent their honeymoon on the Isle of Wight before returning to Malta. Joining the ranks of former Maltese-born migrants achieving success in their new homelands, Andrew Mitzi of Paola, who emigrated to the United States with his parents and brother in 1970, qualified as a doctor. While in Japan, a franchising arrangement for the sale of Malta's now-famous Kinney in the country was set up when the managing director of Farsons signed the agreement in Malta. Back in Malta, a silver model of a Gozo boat presented to a merchant ship that survived the 1942 convoy operation Pedestal, known locally as the Santa Maria Convoy, was put on permanent display at the War Museum in Valletta. And returning to people in the news, Joe Asher, now a broadcaster in Melbourne, Australia, but formerly of Gozo, returned to the island to interview a number of local personalities on their work. And a future broadcast of the interviews would be heard by the many migrants now living in Australia. July ended with the Royal Malta Artillery marking the anniversary of the successful defence of Grand Harbour against the 1941 E-boat attack, with an open-air supper at Sleema's Union Club. Musically around this time, Billy Taylor recorded and released I Wish I Knew. Thank you. Billy Taylor at the piano and I Wish I Knew, a 1984 recording destined to be used later as the theme music for the television Film Review series, presented for many years by Barry Norman. As August began, news of people and events abounded. Maltese composer Joe Vella had five of his works performed at St. John's Co-Cathedral. Godwin Kutaya, managing director of Beechaven, Shemshia, held a reception to mark its 10th anniversary. Lily Bonici, formerly of Maliha, was awarded a Bachelor of Music Honours degree by London University. A record 30,000 people attended various cultural activities as part of the 1984 Malta International Arts Festival. And to celebrate the Feast of Santa Maria, the Malta village of Mjar organised an open-air festival on the village square. On the sports scene, Malta tennis champion Gordon Ashak was presented with a cheque by Samsung Electronics to help finance his tournaments around the world. While in the Euro Cup competition as August closed, Rabat Ajax triumphed over Hamrun by 1-0. Ever popular singer Cliff Richard continued releasing new recordings, and 1984 was no exception when Heart User could be regularly heard over the airwaves. Cliff Richard and Heart User. September began with the news that Malta's Save and Rescue Squad had successfully rescued diver Alan Davis when he ran out of oxygen while diving with a friend almost 1 kilometre off the inland sea at Dweira. While firmly on land, in this case in London, Maltese artist Vincent Briefer exhibited his painting entitled Lovers at the Royal Academy's summer show Burlington Piccadilly to much acclaim. Another success story abroad of a Maltese was when in Norway, Dr. Oliver Frigieri, a study entitled The Development of Poetry in Malta, was translated into Norwegian and published in a Norwegian literary magazine. In sports, Sleema won the Dewar's White Label knockout final when they beat Valletta in a penalty shootout, while Neptune's Water Polo Club won the ASA League Championship, and soccer champions Valletta left for Vienna, where they were to meet the Austrian champions Austria Wien in the first leg of the Champions Cup. And visiting Malta from Germany to study Malta's schooling system with 200 German teachers specialising in teaching the mentally disabled. Well-known personality Richard Matrenza, at the university's invitation, took part in an international seminar in Rome. And it must have been some 10 years later I recall him interviewing me in a radio talk show on my earlier times in broadcasting in Malta. As September came to a close and summertime officially ended with clocks going back 1 hour, Archbishop Joseph Murcia celebrated the 10th anniversary of his episcopal ordination. October arrived and the news of people and events continued unabated, one item of which announced the election of Graziella Attard-Previ, a radio announcer, as Miss Malta 1984. Now, listeners to my last week's programme will recall me featuring the 1984 debut album by the group Everything But The Girl, and their number 28 hit in the UK's Top 30 chart. I promised another track from that album this week. Here is Bittersweet.
Don't talk to me familiar way when the keys are in my hand. Don't say that everything is here to stay, and I must try to understand when I'm trying not to look into your eyes, trying not to listen to your lies, trying just to keep hold of my. Oh, but it's all when you leave me on the sand. You say I set a far thing to find, and I've already given in. But I only meant for you to taste, not swallow. Where I end is where you must begin. Listen to their eyes, try just to keep hold of yourself. Oh, I know it's hard and they leave you on their shame. She's such a sweet girl, free of the taints of this world. Think that's a compliment, don't be so full of sentiment. Why you worship sweetness, what virtues there in weakness? Being pushed about and nothing much to shout about, I know. So try not to look into their eyes, try not to listen to their eyes, try just to keep hold of yourself. Oh, I know it's hard and they leave you on their shame. Thank you.
Bittersweet from Everything But the Girl. In the World Amateur Snooker Championship held in the Republic of Ireland, well-known Maltese players Tony Drago and Anthony McAuliffe were both defeated in their matches. Following his win of a prize holiday, 74-year-old Eric Hyde, who served in Malta as a gunner during the Second World War, returned with his wife on a nostalgic visit as guests of the Hilton International Hotel. And remembering both World Wars, an ecumenical service of remembrance for servicemen who died in the two conflicts was held at the Pietà Military Cemetery. Films showing at the time were Staying Alive, starring John Travolta at the Embassy in Valletta, and Young Doctors in Love at Sleema's Alhambra. November saw the arrival of the President of Libya on a three-day visit to Malta. Malta's dying countryside was the subject of a major cover story in the magazine Tomorrow, entitled Requiem. It claimed the countryside was disappearing fast as new housing developments and other construction works choked up valleys and open spaces alike. The island's Grand Lottery, to be drawn at the end of the year, announced the top prize for 1984 as being 50,000 Malta lire, a considerable sum in those days. However, it was later indicated that come the 1985 budget, the lire would be replaced by a new currency unit that would, I quote, end once and for all the psychological link many still retained with the pound sterling. After 13 years as chairman of Malta's branch of the Institute of Directors, Dr. Victor Mechia announced he was stepping down. A new and beautifully decorated Chinese restaurant opened at Vittoriosa, just a few paces from the waters of Grand Harbour. And as Christmas approached, there was much in the news before the year would close. The Sunday Times launched its Christmas supplement, and inevitably and not unsurprisingly, it was full of festive offers, gifts and countless traders sending their customers seasonal greetings. Amongst all this razzmatazz, an article by Joseph Camilleri entitled Maltese Christmas, A Christian Christmas, reminded everyone why it was actually being celebrated. The Malta Amateur Dramatic Society announced that its annual pantomime that year was to be Mother Goose, and after 13.5 years in office, the Prime Minister officially resigned on December 22nd and his successor took office. But before the year was to end, one of Malta's priceless treasures, Caravaggio St. Jerome, was daringly stolen from the St. John's Museum, Valletta. So on that dramatic close to the year, we move to our final piece of music from Phil Collins, taking a break as a soloist from the group Genesis, as indeed many of the other members did. Here he sings and drums, live in concert, one of his most well-known songs from 1984. Take a look at me now.
Let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me? Thank you.
Phil Collins, and Against All Odds, perhaps more familiarly known as Take a Look at Me Now, closing our show for another year. I'll be back next week when I hope you'll join me for programme number 9 of this 17-part third series of Malta Memories, as I explore the first 6 months of 1985. Usual ingredients, people, events and music. Meantime, contact via email is mikeroberts@firenet.ws or simply via the website contact facility. By post, care of this station, and to catch up on any you missed, just go to webcasts. Samuel joins me in wishing you all good listening. So until next time, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġju plilkom bix-xewqa tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.